John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Oh, good Lord, it is Shyampa.
It is.
What a day.
Mine's Q Betty.
Happy National Robot Day. Yes, you heard that right. Today is Happy Robot Day. You humans make up all sorts of crap for your national days, so I will too.
Well, there you have it, Betty.
Yeah, wow, how about that? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, she's been a little bitchy lately around here.
You know, she has a tendency to do that for some reason. I don't know why, but
well, I think she got me in a bitchy mood, so I don't know, man.
Oh, did she? Did she get you all kind of upset and unhappy?
Yeah, she kept, like, flinging cat hair everywhere.
Ooh, that wasn't working out well for your allergies,
no.
I assume. Oh, wow. Yeah, that's no bueno. No bueno there.
No.
No bueno. All right. Hey, hi, everyone. It's Anthony in hot and steamy Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe suffering from some nasty allergies here in Chicago.
Hi, I am Betty. Yeah, you heard it right, Betty. You're ultra deluxe and definitely lovable. Artificial personality unit, Betty. You know what bitch is. I will tell you what. My diodes are working hard for tonight's episode, number 106, of the Joe and Anthony Show, titled 1300 Decorated Toilet Seats, for Monday, October 9th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Wow, that's a lot of decorated toilet seats.
Sure is.
Yeah, thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
All right, let me find the weather card here.
Yay,
I'm having some issues. You gotta work with me here.
Uh-oh.
I gotta find the weather card.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Did it get swept away by Hurricane Nate?
No, luckily we didn't really see too many effects of Hurricane Nate. Not really. It wasn't too bad.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. So, excuse me. It is time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Hurricane Nate passed us on the Gulf. It looks like the rain will be fleeting, but the humidity isn't going anywhere. When will summer ever end? Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 86 degrees with a humidity of 75%, giving us a heat index of 97 degrees at 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, isn't that lovely? It's absolutely lovely. Unless you're listening, the dew point is 77 and the visibility is surprisingly 10 miles. Nice and soggy out. Tonight, Monday night, with 30% chance of showers and storms before 8 o'clock in the evening, mostly cloudy with a low around 76. Tuesday, expect 20% chance of isolated showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 89. Tuesday night, 10% chance of showers and storms before 8 in the evening, partly cloudy with a low around 75. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 88. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 74. And that's your Shyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to the Big W.
Thanks, Anthony. And now, for your Chicago Latin weather. Take it away, Joe.
Okay, before I go into my weather, I just realized something. This multiplay program that I use, everybody?
Yes.
for the little sound effects and things that I can do. If I actually was to put everything in order, all I have to do is just hit go, and it would automatically cue everything in order. That's crazy, isn't it?
That is crazy. That's crazy.
But thanks, Betty. It's time for your Chiampa weather for Chicago from Midway International Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently clear at 78 degrees, with the dew point at 52 degrees and humidity at 40%, which means we also have a heat index. It feels like 79!
Wow.
Yeah, but the winds are out of the east at 9, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect partly cloudy skies here in Chicago with a low around 59. On Tuesday, expect a 40% chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70. On Tuesday night, expect gusty conditions with robust farts everywhere, with showers and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 58.
Ooh.
And on Wednesday, we can expect robust conditions with a 50% chance of showers, mainly before 1 p.m. It'll be cloudy with a high near 61. And Wednesday night, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 57. And that's your Chiampa weather for Chicago. Back to you, Betty, with a big X.
Ooh.
Thanks, Joe. Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Chiampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. You can see Chiampa Radio's full schedule lineup by visiting their website, www.chiampa.info. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local, independent, and family-owned restaurants and shops, and keep it tuned to Chiampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, the TP segment.
Yay.
Betty out.
Yay! Thanks, Betty.
So, yes. Oh, hold on. So, just a moment. Let me find the button. We interrupt this programming to bring breaking news from the WEED newsroom.
Hey, everybody. Chip Skipper here from our San Francisco Bureau. Thank you to our listener in San Francisco. There is, all seriousness, huge, huge wildfires happening right now. It's in northern Napa County. It's affecting the wine country.
Save the wine.
And it's affecting the wine. Cannabis.
Ooh, save the weed and save the wine. Yes. Wow, I didn't. When did these wildfires start?
Within the past day or so.
Well, I haven't heard anything about it yet. That's kind of interesting.
Well, that's because there's all that other bullshit going on.
Yes, there's other bullshit
Harvey
going on.
Weinstein, all the fucking sports nonsense.
Oh, Jesus. I got to rant about that later anyway.
And, of course, Trump. But, you know, Trump is, you know, he's actually been kind of secondary lately.
Yeah, thank God. But then he makes you wonder what he's doing in the background.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, folks, there's been a lot of damage to homes in that area. Mass evacuations. From what we know, there's probably about 3,000 cannabis gardens in the area that could be in jeopardy.
Wow.
A lot of regional cannabis dispensaries are closed or they're not answering their phone.
Wow.
You know, I can imagine a lot of people are probably freaking out, running to their dispensaries, trying to get everything. You know, just like your hurricane.
Yeah, no, people totally. Are, exactly. You know, it was freaking crazy then.
But one thing that, you know, is kind of awkward is you get all that smoke and it drifts into nearby cities.
Oh, yeah.
So it's drifting into the San Francisco area right now.
Ooh.
Now, I know that also happened to us. I guess when there was a lot of wildfires in Saskatchewan, we ended up getting a lot of that smoke.
That's so not good.
It was really hazy. Yeah. So, yep. But
wow.
Hopefully everybody is safe. That's the important concern. Everybody be safe and just get out as best as you can.
Most definitely. You know, it's important.
Even if it is your cannabis plants, don't try to save that shit. Save your life.
Exactly.
Your life is way more important.
Exactly. So. All right. So, are we done?
We are.
Okay. We now return you to your regularly scheduled program already in progress. And then he took the construction cone, and you wouldn't believe where he... Oh, hey, everybody. How are you tonight? How about that? So how about those wildfires? That's some pretty amazing shit there, huh? Wow.
Well, it's some nasty shit.
Nasty shit. But you know what is not nasty shit?
What's not
Weekend with
shit?
Joe live. Ooh, tell us, you had a fiber optic experience this weekend. Tell us all about it.
Well, I sure did. So, folks, I've got my own little server running now here in the Chicago studios. In addition to being able to take over in emergency situations, I'm also capable of broadcasting. And basically right now I'm piggybacking off of the main studio feeds. But on weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, we've got some magic that makes things flip over to my server. And it's great because I can go on live. I can do updated weather reports, traffic reports, fart reports, lack of cannabis reports.
Oh, yeah, you poor thing. I forgot. Poor Joe. Poor Joe is dry right now.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of taking a bit of a break. I need to be careful with my finances, and I have to adjust because I'm getting a bit of a different pay schedule now.
Yes,
so,
yes, I see. But I see you've highlighted. We're going to talk about that later. So we have that coming up. So yep. We're still talking about Weekend with Joe Live. So tell us a little bit about that experience really quick, because, you know, we have like 8 minutes until we go to your news, so we can chat about some of this stuff. So go on.
It was a lot of fun, actually, kind of being in control of the station and, and being able to kind of break in and just kind of learning the tricks. You know, there's a lot of, when you're broadcasting, as we've discovered, there's a lot of lag.
Oh, yeah.
So there's not too many ways to get around that other than kind of focusing on a specific time code.
Oh, most definitely.
You know, that's new for me. And it was a lot of fun, though. I couldn't take any callers yet, but I'm kind of looking. I want to do that. I want to take callers.
Did you look at the schematic I gave you?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'll probably take a peek at that tomorrow. Hopefully, my allergies won't be so nasty.
There you go. Yeah, that might help. That might help give you an idea. It shouldn't be too complicated. I think you can do it. You've done this so far, so I think you can definitely do it.
It's only taken 106 episodes, but you know.
Hey, when you're going to 420, we're not even halfway there yet.
No, we're not. Yeah. But we're getting there.
We are. Slowly but steadily, one Monday at a time.
Yep.
Oh, excuse me. I'm drinking wine. What else is new? Toppers occupied the women's room today. And, it's one of my more enjoyable episodes, the ones I favor the most, I guess. He occupies the ladies' room at Boston Free Radio with a possessed tape deck built into the wall. It's quite amusing, and it ran today. Toppers runs 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern every weekday. We love Toppers, and you know, if you don't like Toppers, you are free to send us programming to fill up that time slot. We are open to filling the time slot, but we do have traffic with Toppers, and he's every afternoon. And then Sunday we have a new thing, and I caught some of it on Sunday. I didn't catch all of it, but I did catch some of it on Sunday. The Sunday tea dance. Did you get a chance? You didn't get a chance. You were working, so you didn't
I'll
get a chance.
I'll never get a chance to catch Sunday tea dance.
So, but it looks like we had some good rotations go through there. I looked at the logs, so that's all a plus. That's good, and you know, so we got that going on. Fall schedule is coming up one day. I'm wondering if we might take all of the old programming that we run and run it all on one day.
Okay.
Just a thought. Like, have, like, you know, Flashback Friday or, you know, Time Warp Tuesday, something like
that. And just
do
all of our shows?
And do all of... No, not all of it. Like, the old programming, the old Miss Brooks, the Duffy's Tavern, the Upstate Radio Theaters, all of the classic programming that we carry. And just, like, do that all in one day and just have a day of classic radio.
Well, and if it is a throwback day, then... we can also kind of throw back some of our episodes.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You know, we can pick all of the goofy episodes. Well, they're all goofy.
They're all goofy. Every single one of them. That's what makes them so special. So stay tuned. I know I keep telling you we're going to do our fall schedule, and it will happen. Maybe this weekend. I think I'm going to have some extra time this weekend, so maybe I'll do it this weekend. So tell us about brushing problems onto other people, Joe.
Well, we have a nice community center here in Chicago. It serves the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered communities.
That's the center on Halsted, right?
Yes.
I remember when that thing was being spearheaded.
Yep. But because it is a center, it generally provides a lot of stuff for everyone.
Okay.
And so guess what? That means everyone comes to the center, including people you really don't want in your neighborhood.
Mm.
Now, you know, is it right or wrong? Who knows? You know, do they need services? They probably do.
I'm sure they do.
The problem is the center on Halsted refuses to show up to any court sessions when there is a crime
of
any kind committed on their property.
Oh, no,
so
that's
what
bad.
They do is they ban those people from the center, and guess what? People go out and commit crimes everywhere else.
They go to the Jewel down the street.
Exactly. So that's, you know, brushing problems onto someone else. And it's a big problem, and it just seems like in this aspect, I can't support the center on Halsted. It's I don't even want to use their services. They're not being responsible. Being responsible means following up with a crime that's happened to you. If you just brush it off,
yep,
you're fucking your community, and
exactly.
That's not right.
Exactly.
So, now, thank you. So, what do you celebrate, Anthony? Do you celebrate Columbus Day, Indigenous Day, I Don't Care Day? What do you celebrate?
Today is I Don't Care Day. Today is I got out of work today. So, it's a non-work day. I was happy with that. That's all that matters.
All of those days are important. Columbus Day is important, and Indigenous Day is important. Because I suppose you could say if Columbus didn't discover us, we wouldn't be here doing this broadcast. Although we might, who knows? But
well,
know,
I don't
at the
think
same time,
I don't think Columbus discovered us.
Yeah, we did. I hope he doesn't discover us, because that would mean he's like what, over 600 years old or something like that. Who are you?
There you go. Yeah, so Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day, yes, when Columbus set foot in what is believed to be Florida. So that's where it all started, the craziness of Florida.
So it looks like you've got a rant. Tell us about this.
I don't even know if I have the energy now, two glasses of wine into the broadcast. All right, this whole football thing, it's bullshit. And I don't care, sit, stand, kneel, squat, set the damn thing on fire. I really honestly don't give a fuck. Do what you want to do. That's the whole point of how things work around here. And now Pence walks out because someone kneeled at the football game in Indianapolis, and everyone's all in an uproar about this and an uproar about that. You should all be uproared about the fact that you spend millions, probably billions of fucking taxpayer dollars all across the country to build these coliseums and support these teams to watch these millionaires play ball.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
You know, though, the residents of San Jose, California were pretty smart, because back in 1992, they rejected tax increases on their utility bills to pay for a new stadium.
Good for them.
Their utility bills.
No, they crammed.
This is how insidious governments are, folks. They put taxes on anything they can, just like our soda tax here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll find out tomorrow, by the way, if that shit's going away.
Oh, the soda tax?
Yeah. Uh-oh. We got some interesting information, kind of a follow-up report from our listener, our bureau in San Francisco.
Okay.
Yes. Apparently, the weed is burning.
No.
San Francisco looks like L.A. right now, and the air quality sucks.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I can believe it, though, with all that smoke coming in there. So listeners in California and our West Coast, and especially in San Francisco, stay inside, put a wet rag around your face. Yes, that, too.
That, too.
And, yes. So, what else we got in our little talking points list here? Are we ready to go into my news?
I think we're almost ready to go into your news. I was trying to adjust your levels a little bit here.
Oh,
I'm kind of because we moved things, but let's go do this.
And now for the news.
For the news.
Funny commentary goes here. Hi, Ben Hooper.
Ooh, hi, Ben Hooper.
Oops.
Oh, you know what? You know what? We didn't spin the news wheel.
Oh, the news wheel.
Do you want to still spin the news wheel?
Let's spin the news wheel after my news stories, because
okay.
These are short.
Okay, cool.
All right, so this is from our friend Ben Hooper, UPI. A New York commuter captured video of the city's famous pizza rat, or one of its like-minded cousins, fighting with two other rats over a slice. A video recorded Monday at a New York subway station shows the rat dragging a slice of pizza down the stairs and into a fenced-off area. He was going into the free speech zone. The rat was then met by two other rats that engaged in a tug-of-war for the pizza slice. I was walking down to the train platform when I saw something move a slice of pizza on the steps. Once I got closer, I saw the rat make a run for it. He dragged the pizza with him to his rat friends on the other side of the train stall. Then the three rats fought over the slice. Pizza Rat became an international celebrity in 2015 when a subway passenger filmed the rodent dragging a slice of pizza that was much larger than itself through a station.
I remember when that happened. That was hilarious.
That too. Yeah. But you know, if it's the same Pizza Rat, he's got some longevity, because I don't think rats live that long.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But hey, right? if you're eating pizza slices that big, I'm sure you're well fed then.
Right. If you don't have arterial sclerosis and all that.
Something like that, yeah.
But, okay.
Okay.
So, this probably would be apropos for what happened with all these crazy hurricanes. But guess what? Costco is planning on selling a year's worth of emergency food for only $1,000. Now, this one isn't necessarily a funny story, but it is from our friend Ben Hooper. Apparently, Costco is offering doomsday preppers a year's worth of emergency food for $1,000. And the kit is said to stay good for up to 25 years.
Wow.
I hope
25
they include,
years, huh?
Some lube in that, because, you know, you need to masturbate while you're stuck somewhere.
I'm sure there's like some Crisco or something in there for you.
I hope so. But anyways, the retailer's website lists a Nutri-Store one-year emergency food kit for $999.99, and the kit includes 6,200 servings of food, enough to last one person for an entire year. But wait a minute. You just told us that it was good for up to 20... Oh, it stays good for up to 25 years. Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Gotcha. So... And you know what? I suppose if you're thrifty, you could probably double that. But anyways, the kit is supposed to is composed of nearly 100 cans of food, including wheat, rice, milk, granola, fruits, vegetables, and meats.
Okay.
The package also includes salt and sugar for flavor.
Ooh, yay!
The idea came about making a great starter kit for a family who wanted to prepare for any kind of disaster. If you got $1,000, of course.
Yeah,
this
right.
is a great value with shipping included. But yeah, the company declined to tell us how many kits have been sold. Which, at this point, I think they're probably sold out.
Probably. At this point, yeah, most likely. Most likely.
Well, Ben Hooper seems to be taking up all of our news spots tonight in my little thingy. But anyways... We love you, Ben. So this one's kind of creepy. This is probably more of a Halloween story, but this is creepy. A woman who spotted bears wandering a Manitoba garbage dump captured a perfectly timed photo of a Bruin, I guess that's supposed to be bear, lounging on a couch in a very human manner. And if you take a look at this story, Anthony, you'll see what I mean. Mandy said she was at the dump in Loch Brochet.
Wow.
And she started snapping photos of the bear sitting human style on a discarded sofa.
Okay.
It looked like he was chilling, waiting for some popcorn. you know, it was one of those things, once in a blue moon kind of shot with leg crossed and the paw in the armrest.
Wow.
It's pretty neat. She said she often sees bears at the dump. It's not too typical you would see them relaxed like this, though. So that's kind of crazy. I don't know, man. It could have been. I think it was a joke. I think it was really a person dressed up in a bear costume.
You think so?
Uh-huh.
It's possible.
Uh-huh.
It's very possible.
But guess what, Anthony? That's it for my news.
All right. Well, I tell you what. We've got about 4 minutes and 15 seconds until we need to go into the break. So why don't you go ahead and give that wheel a spin. There you go. What happened? What's going on there? I think Joe's lost all sense of something in the Chicago studio.
No, we just spilt a glass of water.
Oh, no, that's not good.
Luckily, right. It's not anything important, but okay, here we go.
There you go. Woo! Oh, wasn't that nice? Huh. I asked them to change it, but I didn't think they'd do that. That's kind of cute, isn't it?
Maybe it was my water glass. Maybe it's
maybe. Something oh, else. Oh, look, and look, a little card popped up from the little the little toaster thingy. Yeah. All right. So this one comes from the Huffington Post. It's pumpkin spice season everywhere. Everything comes in pumpkin spice flavor, smell, something. Coffee, lattes, pancakes, tampons, condoms, everything. Joe has totally disappeared, missing his cue of what needs to happen. But that's fine, we will continue to go on. Sometimes pumpkin spice just goes a little too far. A Baltimore high school was evacuated, and five people were taken to a hospital last Thursday in a hazmat scare that turned out to be a pumpkin spice air freshener. The high school wrote on its website that a strange odor was detected on the third floor. The school was evacuated, with emergency medical teams treating some of the people on the scene as the Baltimore City Fire Department hazmat unit investigated the odor. The odor was eventually traced to a plug-in aerosol spray freshener with a pumpkin spice scent. Yep. The school said closures or classes will be held as normal on Friday.
Woo.
Yeah. How about that? Isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah. You know, that's the problem today with people, man. Granted, I've got allergies. I'm sensitive. But you know what? Some people are way too sensitive for their own good. And hence we call those folks snowflakes.
Too sensitive for their own good.
Yep. I mean, seriously?
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously? A pumpkin incense thingy?
Yeah, a pumpkin spice incense. Well, they can smell pretty nasty sometimes.
Yeah, but to not know this? Or those things aren't that strong. I mean, maybe like a 75 square foot space you would smell it, but I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't get it either, but that's what happens.
Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in 4 minutes. You deal with a hurricane, then tell me if okay, never mind. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine. All right.
No, I was reading something. I'm like, wait a minute. Did we not change that?
Yeah, I did. I didn't change that, so I should. all right.
These allergies, folks.
They're terrible.
Like,
huh?
My left eye right now is
twitching.
Twitching. And exploding with water.
Oh my goodness.
So, something we probably can touch on really briefly before we go into the break, and maybe we'll talk about this later.
Yes.
Never mind. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later.
I just do want to give a shout out to the folks that had to suffer through the Las Vegas ordeal that
oh
was
my God.
Fucked up.
That was terrible.
Yeah. So, anyways.
All right.
30 seconds.
Thanks, Joe. Seconds. Do you want to be part of this digitally encapsulated on-air, spelled with an H, chicken exploding streaming experience? Visit chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Hot links and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, grilled tips. Ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish. Jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish. Scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
Feeling 7-Up, I'm feeling 7-Up. Feeling 7-Up. It's a crisp, refreshing feeling. Crisp, clear, and light. Blue, clear, and berries turn in 7-Up. And it sure feels right. Feeling lucky 7-7. Feeling 7-7.
7-7-7-Up. Mr. Bet, maybe you ought to choke up on the bat. It might help. Help me.
7-Up. Set your course. There's a world out there just waiting in the sky and on the sea.
Baby,
it's pride in history.
Baby,
seeing all there is to see. Knowing that they're helping to keep us strong and free.
It's not just a job, it's adventure.
You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa. Cheyampa Radio.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. incompetech.com.
Put a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Cheyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that when lightning strikes, it can reach up to 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit? Did you know that about 90% of the world's population kisses? And did you know that the average speed of a skydiver is 124 miles an hour? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, I guess you can cue Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned, because up next is Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, because according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like, holy fuck. You humans and your need to be kitschy with this stupid national days. Anyway, today is National Leif Erikson Day, another day I could give a flying fuck about. National Pro-Life Cupcake Day, what the fuck is that? National Really? Moldy Cheese Day, hey, Roger, quit stinking up the place with your moldy cheese. National Online Bank Day, National Kick Butt Day, Native American Day, Columbus Day, fuck Columbus. I don't give a shit if you say well then none of us wouldn't be here without Columbus. Maybe that would have been a good thing. Anyway, bitches, go grab your bong so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Do not lose your trajectory.
Thank you, Tim.
I've run out of wine.
Uh-oh.
Can you entertain the crowd for like 15 seconds?
Absolutely, folks.
All right, fantastic.
So, heard the other day that Harvey Weinstein was an asshole, and I guess we found out it's true. There are so many assholes out there right now, and I don't know what it is about this time period that is just causing all of this to just blow up. I mean, we've got everything from Trump being a dick to most of Congress and most of government being dicks, to sports people making billions and millions of dollars, and I guess if any of you give a shit, the Cubs and somebody else are tied for the National League Championship. Oh, shit. I almost spilled my wine.
Don't spill your wine. You already spilled enough tonight. Jesus.
I know. Anyways, I'm going to mute myself because I think it's time for your news.
Finally. Yeah, I know. Sorry. I ran out of wine, and that's a dangerous thing to do when you're doing the Florida news because it requires some wine, and it requires a little bit of database.
You got it, Anthony.
So, you go, Betty. So the Sebastian Daily brings us our first crazy Florida news story of the evening and tells us about someone living the Florida lifestyle, but who was actually pretty damn lucky while doing it. The Indian River...
There's those cases.
There are those cases. Some people just get lucky. So the Indian River County Sheriff's Office received a call from a man in Vero Beach claiming that someone had broken into his home and stole all of his blunts, a cell phone, and $5 in quarters. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I call the police because someone stole your blunts. Not necessarily a smart thing to do, but it is a Florida thing to do. All right. So deputies raced to the scene and spoke with the victim about the alleged home burglary. The victim said he had left and returned to find the back door open. A neighbor, who was very helpful in describing the suspect, told deputies that he had seen a man in his 20s wearing red basketball shorts under jeans and white shoes with no shirt, walking out of the woods near the address. Unfortunately, the victim said that he didn't have any security cameras inside or outside. He told the deputy that the stolen cell phone was already disconnected and was off. When the deputy asked the victim for more questions about the quote-unquote blunts, the victim did not provide any additional information.
Of course not.
That's a good idea. The deputy donut troop searched the woods and canvassed the area for a man wearing red shorts with no shirt, but came up with negative results.
Oh, darn.
Darn.
You know?
Yeah.
Secure your house.
Don't leave blunts lying around. Although, you know what? I think we're all guilty of doing stuff like that anyway. All right. So I think the next one comes from the Daily Commercial. It brings us our second crazy Florida news story of the evening and tells us about a woman with a pickup, poor driving skills, and the desire to get a dream. Tavares, police officer. I even phonically spelled it. But I've had so much wine and so much everything else that I can't. Police officer was minding his own business, trying to enjoy a fresh Krispy Kreme, when Mildred, age 63, flew into the street from off of Orange Avenue and then came to an abrupt stop in the middle of the intersection. The officer decided to follow Mildred after he had witnessed her driving in an odd and erratic manner by veering from side to side as she drove down the road. When Mildred made a left turn onto Nelson Street, she took some major curbage. The officer had enough, and he had activated his lights and pulled her over. Yep. Mildred pulled into the parking lot of Seth Lee Auto Sales, and the officer began to question her. Mildred reportedly told the officer that she was just returning the vehicle where she found it. When he pressed her to explain, she said that she was taking it for a joyride around the block and admitted the auto dealership probably didn't know that she had taken it. She had reportedly said she went to the dealership to sleep in a car she was planning to purchase.
What? What?
Let's... Yes, let's start that again, and then let's percolate. She reportedly said that she went to the dealership to sleep in a car that she was planning to purchase, but noticed that the pickup truck was unlocked and that the keys were on the dashboard. I guess that's an extended test drive.
Apparently. And also a case for crazy meds, but
I think there's a lot of crazy meds needed on this one. Mildred was arrested and charged with Grand Theft Auto.
Well, that game's only like $49.99 now at GameStop. So
see, there you go. That's not too bad. It's a fun game to play.
Yeah. Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, we got a... There you go. Take it all.
Take it all.
NBC Channel 6 Miami brings us our final less clothed story of the night. I have long accused gun-loving extremists of having a sexual relationship with their firearms, dubbing them as ammosexuals. And tonight, I bring you one of them that shouldn't be drinking and shouldn't have any firearms. Roger, not our Roger, a different Roger. Roger, a 66-year-old naked drunk Florida man, wanted to know if his .45-caliber handgun and shotgun worked. So he just decided to fire them in the air.
Yeah.
Yes. Neighbors in his neighborhood, the Key Largo neighborhood to be exact, heard the gunfire, and the police were contacted. Not in a neighborhood, you don't do this. When the police arrived, they found Roger naked and intoxicated inside of his home. Roger initially told deputies that he was cleaning his guns, and then he said he was checking to see if they worked. Roger was charged with unlawful discharge of a weapon and firing a weapon while under the influence.
I didn't know that was a law-breaking offense.
What?
Firing a weapon while under the influence.
Oh God, yeah. In a lot of states, it should be. Yeah, you shouldn't be handling firearms while you're drunk. Not usually a good idea. So yeah, so that we have that, and we have like 2 minutes. We can always go into plethora whenever you're ready.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's do it.
So, and that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Back Thank to you, you Betty. Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this or that. Hold on. Here it comes. Woohoo! The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys. Oh, wait. Before you take it away, I have a complaint. Oh. The WD-40 is out. It is important you restock this bottle lubricant immediately, otherwise certain studio functions will fail to function. Thank you for listening to my complaint. Complaint module closed. You may now take it away, guys.
Goodbye, Betty.
Bye, Betty. So, as you know, folks, it's time for Two for Monday.
Two for Monday!
Yeah. So, microdosing.
Okay, so tell me about microdosing. You've discussed it before. It's been something you've thought about and talked about.
Well, and I think you do it, too.
In some ways, yes. Not always. Not as much as most people do it.
Well, I mean, microdosing is just taking very small amounts of database, not like a full bowl pack. But the point of microdosing, though, is to, for me anyways, was to kind of ease myself down off of my brain saying I need weed every day.
Uh-huh.
Because right now I'm out, and I'm not going to have any until Friday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's kind of like I knew that I was running low, so I stopped, you know, using a full bowl pack, and I just went to a one-hitter. And I just had, like, one or two hits a day, actually,
yeah,
until I finally ran out.
And, you know, honestly, for me, I've done that before. I've stopped. I've actually stopped for a couple of weeks. And it kind of sucks, and it makes me a little groggy. But to be honest with you, it really doesn't bother me all that much.
To stop it,
yeah. Smoking. It's like, I might get a little more irritable at times, but I did find myself drinking more, though. I would drink more. Drinking would substitute it, unfortunately.
And that's the thing I kind of don't want to, you know, do so much. And, you know, for me, it's very important for my line of work that I actually have a good attitude. So part of the thing for me is I really have to find ways to fake it till I make it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a good time to examine things. You know, what am I trying to smoke away, basically? Because for one, smoking is a wonderful, pleasurable thing. I will not deny that.
Yes.
But I will admit that smoking and the effects can tend to push off anything else mm-hmm. that might be festering.
I see.
So.
Joe may go dry. We may never make it to 420 episodes.
No, we'll make it to 420 episodes. Guess what? On Friday, I am going to be high as
high as a kite. There you go.
And I'm not going to bore you folks with any more of my allergy bullshit, so we can go directly to yours.
Yeah, that's right. That's why Joe's all snotty and stuff. That's why he's making all those gross noises. Vaporholics, you've seen them. That's a hashtag. It was a hashtag on Twitter.
10 of them today. Downtown.
Oh, Jesus, really?
Yes. You know, they got these big, which to me are like little wands or scepters or dildos, whatever. You know, that's the thing. I've not yet seen a dildo vaporizer.
You can call them robo-cocks.
But, you know, they're gross.
They are, and I don't know. It's like, I get the whole vape thing. Especially if you're trying to quit. But what a lot of these people do is just ridiculous. It's like, you know, they made this huge, ginormous cloud of vape. Because you don't you have like a vape bar or something? Like right near the Chicago studio?
Right downstairs from the Chicago studios. We have a vape club.
Wow.
And you remember what the smoking room used to look like. I think it was at the Sears Tower. Or the airport. They would have a smoking room.
Yes, I've seen the smoking rooms at airports, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, they're usually cloudy as fuck. Well, that's the same thing with the vape shop downstairs. It's cloudy as fuck.
Wow.
But what gets me, though, and it really pisses me off, is, like, break the habit, you know? And then it goes on to list, like, all the different oils they have and the equipment. Mm-hmm. You know, you can buy these big devices with these big sticks coming out, and you're sitting there sucking on a giant
robocock,
and then you're blowing out this smoke, which I'm telling you folks, it ain't any healthier than a cigarette.
Probably not. It's probably got its own side effects.
Exactly.
So, but no, it's just one of those things. I just find it ridiculous, and you know, I don't know. It's just get a monster truck and that spews big black smoke. Because I've been behind plenty of those in traffic. The ones
suck
where they
on
like
the tailpipe.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, the big monster trucks that they get in traffic and they like downshift it or something. All this black smoke comes out of the back because they think they're really cool and shit. It's like, yeah, whatever.
And I have to say, folks, I know I was just talking about this, and I probably sounded judgmental as fuck. You know, you do what you need to do, but you know what? Maybe take a minute to look it up, what you're doing to yourself.
Good question,
mindful of the fact that you're trading one expensive habit for a potentially more expensive habit.
And I did try vaping. They're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap at all. Now, that being said, I wouldn't mind, however, using a vape device for cannabis.
No, that I wouldn't mind that either, and I've tried that. And again, in the way it was intended, not to make these ginormous cannabis clouds that just like make a room look like it's freaking, you know, it's on fire or something.
Yeah. really fogged to hell.
Fogged to hell. There you go. Fogged to hell. That's a $20
hey,
word.
Do you yourself, listener, have any experience or comments or questions or things you want to say? Give us a call at the studios.
Yes, we're dying to take your call because we're running out of script. And I'm going to start talking about stadium food and constipation. And we don't necessarily want to go into that direction if we don't have to. So if you'd like to interact with us, and I know you do from time to time, and we appreciate those that do, and I don't know, we have a few of you listening this evening. I don't know if it's the same or not. 813-327-8566. We are not the FBI, IRS, or what have you. We'll chat with you and bore you until the ugly lights come on, and then we'll go through our spiel and call it a night.
Before you talk about your stadium hot dogs, are you, Anthony, an AOL Instant Messenger user?
I used to. Oh, my God. I haven't used any of those in probably years. At least years. Years.
Well, unfortunately, with all the other crazy, stupid news that's been going on, this one kind of got overshadowed. But it is now dead. AOL Instant Messenger is, or AIM, as it was called, is no longer available.
Wow. So what are people going to do now?
Oh, my God. Geez, let me see. There's Hangouts, there's WhatsApp, there's Facebook Messenger.
But it's not the same.
Is ICQ still out there?
ICQ? Maybe.
Did you ever use ICQ?
I used ICQ. Oh, yeah. I used to use it all the time. I did all the chat apps or something like that.
Right. Let's see. ICQ. Oh, wow. It's still out there.
Wow, really?
Yeah. But now you can make video calls and messages and low-cost phone calls. Oh, and it looks nothing like the old ICQ.
Oh, I'm sure it's gone through many different reversions and such like that. Yep.
So, you know, one thing I wanted to bring up, and it's not even on the script.
That's fine. I'm enjoying some chocolate almonds, so please continue.
There we go. I'm sure some of our listeners are very familiar with their porn sites and, you know, the different video chat services that are out there. But I guess one thing that strikes to me of discrimination is the fact that all of these things, when they do their little advertisements and they send you emails, they like highlight women, and that's fine if you're straight, right? But one particular site that I go to frequently, I know is at least 75% gay male, but yet they still push.
You get straight? Really? I see. I don't have that problem.
They still push straight stuff.
No, I get nothing but cock in my inbox. I don't have that problem. I don't get titties. I don't get titties. No, I don't know. Maybe your filtering is off or something, or you've favored a titty video somewhere in the past that totally fucked up the algorithm. I don't know. But yeah. No, I don't have that problem at all. They can't give me enough of it. Apparently, some sites just send you like 5 emails a day. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Geez. Yeah, I know.
Well,
right?
Well, they probably all want you to buy their services.
Oh yeah, that's what they want. They want you to sign up for our premium services so you can watch porn faster and in higher quality. Thank you. Yes, sure. Okay.
Although I do have to say that in this day and age, you know, even people making their own little home videos and shit, come on, folks. Get a better, decent camera or start learning how to upload your shit in faster bit rates or whatever it is that makes it better quality.
I do agree. Some of these home videos are pretty sad considering today's technology.
Exactly. But...
And that's Joe's porn rant for the evening.
That's my porn rant. However, I get plenty of cock in my inbox.
That was good. I should mark that as a promo. Let me write that on a post-it note. Hold on. We got a few moments.
Do you get cock in your inbox? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566.
What is this? This is episode 106, right?
Yes. Episode 106.
Episode 106. We are 53 minutes in. Cock in my inbox. That's a promo.
Should that be the next show title?
Sure, why not? We'll make that the show title while we're at it.
Cock in my inbox. How about
sure,
that?
Why not? Cock in my inbox.
fuck you. Everything is falling in the studio.
So since none of our listeners wanted to call in, we're going to talk about how stadium hot dogs may be constipated.
Ooh. Well.
I went to a stadium venue a while ago and had a hot dog. It was relatively delicious, I must say. But yeah, no. That became problematic shortly thereafter. But I remember we used to go to the hot dog place in the food court of the Illinois Center. Is that gone? Is it gone for good, or is it just like being remodeled?
No, it's not gone for good. It was closed for the stupid Columbus Day holiday.
I see.
Which is unfortunate for them because they could have made some money. There was a lot of people downtown today.
Wow. Well, you know, hey, what can I say? Well, it's good to hear that the hot dog place is still around. We'll have to reminisce about it a little bit later. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I just saw a herd of palmetto bugs carry Jeremy from accounting down the hallway. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Wait, who the fuck is Jeremy? Is he cute? Is he single? Does he want a blowjob?
Ooh, my goodness. Wait, hold on. There we go. I'm not sure, but you might want to catch him before the giant cockroaches take him away. It looks like they're taking him to the Chinese restaurant a few doors down. Anyway.
Oh, hey, yeah. Thank you, folks, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs, and now I go live, too.
Yay,
and I
live!
Play some jazzy stuff.
Yay!
It's all sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Your headphones ever get sweaty?
Yeah, the other ones did. These don't.
These are like, they're not as like neoprene as the other ones. They're a little more like fabric-like, but they still get sweaty sometimes. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty, that only knows about 16 lines. She plays questions.
Oh, shit. Good night with an E.
Bye, Betty. She turned out early. She plays questionably good programming from archive.org and radioforall.net. And is having an apparent breakdown right now, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch traffic with toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30. You might catch leprechauns. You might catch something completely different, but it's all kind of funny to me because I'm weird. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home a little bit more enjoyable, if you like that kind of thing.
Right. Wow, Anthony, so much awesome programming. Oh, hey, everybody, be sure you tune in, too, on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet station, Cheyenne Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info. Listen live, check out the Joe and Anthony past shows, and see our most current broadcast schedule there. You can also follow us on Facebook.com/Cheyenne Radio and Twitter.com/Cheyenne Radio.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Salute it, kneel at it, burn it, trash it. I don't give a fuck what you do with it, but we're all a bunch of crazy right now, and there's some crazy shit going on.
Yep.
Anywho. So
we might need a reset at some point.
Something's going to happen. But anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We should be back next Monday, depending on the state of affairs. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, don't go betting on rat fights in the subway while standing outside drunk and naked while holding a shotgun after ordering a ration pack from Costco and getting fired for doing a line of cocaine on your desk on video. Have a good night. A good week, and stay tuned for a recycled episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for elastic.
Fuck, where is that damn data crystal 9?
Oh, oopsie poopsie. Good night with an E.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. By Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.